This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. It's been 3 weeks since Superstorm Sandy battered the coasts of New York and New Jersey. Still, thousands remain displaced or without power. Touring damaged areas of New York City last week, President Obama offered an indisputable assessment of the ongoing recovery. It's not going to be easy. For one subset of those dislocated by the storm, recovery is especially fraught. Anna North is senior editor at BuzzFeed, where she wrote about Sandy's particularly tough cost on survivors of domestic abuse. Anna, welcome back to Word of Mouth.
Hi, great to be here.
So do you have an updated estimate, first of all, of how many people have been displaced by the storm so far?
Yeah, well, it's been a tough number for anyone to get. Right now, it looks like somewhere between 10,000 and 40,000 people were initially displaced. Obviously, some of those people have been able to go home, but not all.
Disaster, it's been tragic for many people, trying for many others. Why are those who've been victims of domestic abuse all the more vulnerable?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. Some of them are just practical. If you are a survivor of abuse, obviously, in some cases, the abuser can still be out there. You're very much in need of a safe place to go, and if you have to evacuate your home, it might not be easy to find a place that's safe from someone finding you. And also, there are obviously, some really deep emotional reasons why it can be difficult. If you are someone who has been through this deeply traumatic history of abuse in the past, then something like this, a storm that uproots what you're used to, what you're comfortable with, can really re-traumatize you again.
Hmm. And we do know a little more about the cycles of abuse for many people than, we have in the past. How does the trauma of a disaster affect the abuser?
Unfortunately, some people I talked to did mention that something like a storm can make abuse more likely. It can make an abuser escalate their behavior. Anything stressful, there's been research showing that economic stress can cause an abuser to escalate, and so something like the storm can have a similar effect.
Anna, you spoke with the director of Sanctuary for Families. That's an NGO operating a number of domestic violence shelters. Now, how does an organization like this respond in the wake of a disaster, knowing that the stakes get higher for abuse survivors?
A number of shelters and organizations throughout the city and, throughout the whole Eastern Seaboard did really step up in the wake of the disaster, doing all sorts of things they're not ordinarily accustomed to doing. When the subways were down, they, in some cases, were sending car services to pick up people who needed to get to a safe location. I know the organization Safe Horizon that operates one of the domestic violence hotlines in New York City, the hotline briefly went down, but they were able to circulate an alternate number so that people could still call in. And really, it's a matter of helping survivors and their families in any way they can. So there's been a ton of adaptation post-storm.
Politically, obviously, women have played a huge role in this election, and it's a time when issues about women's health and women's care is really in the forefront. Do you think that any changes, politically going forward might help women who are in this vulnerable position? And I do say predominantly women.
Yeah, as you mentioned, there are men who are victims of domestic abuse also, but I do think that there is the potential for awareness to be raised of this kind of thing, in the coming years, really for a little bit more political will in terms of funding resources for survivors and preventing this from happening in the first place.
Anna, thanks for filling us in.
Thanks so much.
Anna North, a senior editor at BuzzFeed and author of the article, For Domestic Violence Survivors, Hurricane's Impact is Particularly Severe. We do have a link to read it at wordofmouthradio.org. Now, 3 weeks since Hurricane Sandy swept in, still many stories coming out of the area's hardest hit. Stories about groups finding new purpose by offering help, like the Occupy movement, whose ability to organize quickly and cheaply helped it set up dozens of relief stations around New York City, and lessons learned from past disasters. Some have pointed out the value of public banking after major fires and flooding in Grand Forks, North Dakota in 1997. It was the local banks who have a stake in getting people back on their feet. Buried in the deluge of disaster coverage are so many human stories and potential lessons, and of course we can't get to them all, so we need your help. Send stories about Sandy that have gotten your attention in an email to wordofmouth@nhpr.org or leave a note on our Facebook or Twitter feeds. We'll do our best not to let these stories wash away. Now coming up, post-Sandy perspectives and much more from an inveterate observer of New York life. We'll be back with Adrian Tamina when Word of Mouth continues.